It's the Leveon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Leveon designers to offer you more Leveon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Leveon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared, now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Center, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcenter.com for more information. That's audioadcenter.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Scoreboard Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets on sale at nusports.com. The Cubs have a new closer. This afternoon, the team completed a deal that sent outfielder Jorge Soler to Kansas City in exchange for two-time All-Star closer Wade Davis. Davis went 55-37 with 47 saves and a 3.53 ERA in 334 Major League appearances with Tampa and Kansas City over the last 8 years. Meanwhile, on the other side of town, MLB.com's Scott Merkin says the Sox are working on a deal to send Adam Eaton to the Nationals. White Sox made the biggest move of the winter meetings yesterday, sending ace Chris Sale to Boston for highly touted prospects Yoan Moncada and Michael Kopech, as well as two others.
Hey, Julie, yeah. John Heyman is now reporting that Adam Eaton will go to the Nationals in the deal Giolito plus to the White Sox.
That's not too shabby.
It's not, although there have been, I've read scouts who have been unimpressed with Giolito's stuff, having seen it upon arrival and thinking that maybe that it's a prospect not necessarily on the rise, possibly on the fade. But either way, you move Eaton for possibility.
Are they impressed with Adam Eaton? That's the question I would ask.
Well, I'd like to know what the plus is, and we're going to find
Bob Nightingale. Bob Nightingale saying it's Giolito plus two other minor league pitchers.
Okay.
All right.
And Adam Eaton gets to go elsewhere.
Adam Eaton traded to the Washington Nationals. Manager Rick Renteria said today he was thrilled with the deal that was made yesterday.
Here it is. Back a couple of
Lucas Giolito, Dane Dunning, and Reynaldo Lopez. That's from Dan Hayes of Comcast Sportsnet. Lucas Giolito, Dane Dunning, and Reynaldo Lopez for Adam Eaton.
Okay. And today, USA Today's Bob Nightingale also reported the Sox are talking to the Nationals and Astros about a deal for Jose Quintana. Bears return to practice today before they get ready to face the division-leading Lions in Detroit. Eddie Royal, Marquise Wilson, Pernell McPhee, Tracy Porter, among those who did not practice today, a handful of players were limited. Defensive coordinator Vic Fangio asked about rumors of his contentious relationship with head coach John Fox and reports that he could be set to exit the team.
That wasn't written by anybody in this room, was it? You guys know what's going on. No.
Does it surprise you when something like that comes out? I mean, that with no quotes from anyone?
Yeah. You know, gives you guys a bad name.
Bulls get the day off today before taking on the Spurs at home tomorrow. RJ Hunter, Doug McDermott, and Paul Zips are recalled from the Windy City Bulls D-League team. Blackhawks off until they host the Rangers on Friday. This scoreboard update is sponsored by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales event is going on now. And win a gift that keeps on giving. Enter at cbschicago.com/contest today for your chance to win a Jets Pizza gift card. Brought to you this holiday season by Jets Pizza and The Score. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boers and Bernstein.
Be gone.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Let me understand. You got the hen, chicken, and the rooster. The rooster goes with the chicken. So who's having sex with the hen?
Talk about it another time.
But you see my point here? You only hear of a hen, a rooster, and a chicken. Something's missing.
Something's missing, all right.
They're all chickens. The rooster has sex with all of them. That's good advice.
405 on Sports Radio 670 WSCR. The Score. Dan Bernstein with Joe Colley. We are going to postpone. We're going to table Pete Futek, which means we actually are going to place him under a table. And that's where he's going to stay until we need him. But right now, the news is that the White Sox rebuild continues with Adam Eaton headed out, according to multiple reports now, going to the Nationals. And Lucas Giolito, the big prize there. And for a while, he was a top pitching prospect. And then when he arrived, the breaking ball wasn't quite as sharp as previously scouted. And more importantly, if I remember correctly, his four-seam fastball was, instead of being at the upper ranges of 97, 98, down in velocity and relatively straight. So, and you know, it, for all of his sort of populist style, I don't know if Adam Eaton ever really connected with White Sox fandom.
No, I think the idea of him was much, much better than the actual him. I remember when they first got him. We got our guy. We got our grindy little leadoff guy. Then people actually had to meet him and deal with him and see him as a teammate.
Well, find out what you think at 312-644-6767. I don't know much more about Dunning or the other pieces in this deal. But, hey, he was a first-round pick. Dane Dunning, the 2016 first-round pick, 29th overall. Huh. He was a Florida Gator. And signed for $2 million. Not the star of his Florida pitching staff. Considered to have strong control, a low to mid-90s fastball with plenty of late life. Florida pitcher Dane Dunning. Okay. But yeah, so, yeah, but like you say, the
two pillars in a mailbox. What else you got?
You have to give them credit, though. I know you're getting. I know you've got a history. Joe. You can't divorce yourself from your history with this team. But I know it's late. Everybody knows this is a long time
I'm
coming.
I'm just going on the history of this team, not my history with them. Their history that they've created. This is their history, and all of a sudden you're entrusting that they're able to do this correctly. I mean, these are being touted as big moves, and they are. For what this organization has been doing, but you still have to draft correctly. You still have to develop correctly.
Yeah, but they're doing this because they didn't.
Obviously, but you still have to add draft pieces to this. You have to be able to draft and add to this. You just can't grab everybody else's stuff because you couldn't do your job correctly and say, we're going to make this work. You have to now add in-house and draft correctly to bring this thing along the way it's supposed to be brought along. You're going to run out of assets to grab at some point here. You only got so many bullets to fire and grab these guys. And how many of them are going to be hits? If you're lucky, three?
Now, Reynaldo Lopez was the third ranked, according to the MLB.com's Prospect Watch. Lopez, age 22, 6 feet tall, 185 pounds. You got the scouting grades here.
For Washington, you're talking about.
For Washington, right. Arguably the hardest thrower in the system. Fastball in the mid-90s. Excellent life. Can scrape triple digits. So did a better job holding his velocity last season. Power curveball with above average potential complements his explosive fastball. The Nats are encouraged with the development of his changeup in the past year. However, he struggles to repeat his delivery with his tendency to throw across his body, detracting from his fastball command. Washington believes the quality of strikes will improve as he learns to better utilize his lower half and stay on line to the plate. And I'm sure Don Cooper is going to tell him, stay tall, stay back, stay closed.
Ham is flying out of his mouth.
You said that. I didn't.
Oh, no, I said it.
Stay tall, stay back, stay close. In Jacksonville, Florida, it is Greg on the score. Hello, Greg.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I listen to you guys all the time down here in Florida. I think the Sox will have a good pickup in Dunning. I went to college with him over in Gainesville, and he just seems like a real good guy, a very hard worker, and very willing to listen to the pitching coaches.
All right.
There you go. Endorsement from Florida.
Okay. Sherrerville, this is Kyle on WSCR. Hello, Kyle.
Is Dunning 56 years old?
Dunning is what?
No, he's saying that guy sounded old.
Oh.
For a guy that went to college with him, he sounded
old. I missed the
point. Maybe he was his professor.
No, I was just wanting to comment and say that the return between Sale and Eaton, how could you ask for more trying to rebuild? It's just starting with those two guys. I mean, I think this is a great start, and whatever happens with Quintana is just an even more plus from here, you know?
Yeah, but we'll see if they get to the end of this day moving Quintana too. But I'm curious why the Nationals really want to play Eaton in center field, because I didn't like him as a center fielder. And Trey Turner's spectacular out there, and he's going to be spectacular at shortstop too. But according to MLB.com, Dane Dunning said he reminds some of another talented Gators arm who had trouble finding rotation innings in college, Anthony DeSclafani. Dunning has the chance to be similar, a relatively quick to the big leagues back-end starting pitcher.
Right.
Okay. Look, what you're doing and what you're saying about you got to be able to draft and develop, they haven't been able to do it. They just haven't. And now they are trying to make up for that. They still have Lucas Giolito, despite some of the underwhelming major league performance, ranked as the number one prospect ahead of Robles in the national system. Said scouts viewed Giolito as the top prep hurler available in the 2012 draft, but he fell to the Nationals at number 16 after missing most of his senior year with a sprained ulnar collateral ligament, then underwent Tommy John surgery after signing, turned in an impressive full-season debut in 2014 before splitting his time between Class A Advanced Potomac and Double A Harrisburg in 2015. Said he pitched well after a shaky month of April, and when Steven Strasburg landed on the DL, the Nationals called him up to start against the Mets. Giolito has the highest ceiling among minor league pitchers, boasting an elite fastball that sits mid to upper 90s, a 12-6 curveball that he throws with power and hard downer action. Changeup has steadily improved the past two seasons and his confidence along with it, giving him a legitimate weapon against left-handed hitters. The sky's the limit for Giolito as the stuff, physicality at 6'6", 255, and command to develop into an ace. That being said, his first several starts in the big leagues have highlighted the gains he still needs to make in regards to his fastball command, the consistency of his secondary pitches, and pitching with runners on base. With a few small improvements, it won't be long until Giolito truly flashes his potential at the highest level. Because this was all part of the Chris Sale path. That's why it's so funny that we're under the assumption that the next deal with the Nationals would have been Quintana, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes, like we mentioned yesterday.
Well, you're diving so deep into their farm system. They're diving into what your guys are, and then something else pops up. I mean, that happens frequently, where you just go a different direction. And when you're willing to sell everything, you have that luxury of saying, okay, well, the Quintana thing, maybe we can't come together on that, but again, we still like this guy. What about Eaton? Oh, yeah. You know, so, I mean, things could, when you're talking at those winter meetings, and I'm sure they've been talking for weeks, possibly even months, this stuff just kind of develops.
Yeah, question from Jeff based on the Nightingale comment yesterday. He said, can we get a status check on Rick Hahn from Bob Nightingale to make sure he's caught his breath? Or can we send Hawk back to his room to check on him? I'll just saw him. Well, I don't know what Hawk is going to do now.
Maybe he's excited by all the young guys.
I don't know. Wait till Todd Frazier's gone. Wait till Todd Frazier's a Dodger. And wait
Todd
till,
Harrelson.
Wait till this, the adopted son. Wait till the house cleaning is
finished.
I lost
AJ already. Yep. That was hard to get over.
Well, we talked about it earlier, that maybe once it's actually clear to him that the White Sox are going to do something other than try to win every game next year just by piecing it all together, maybe he finally says, I'm not going to deal with this.
I could see him announcing he's excited by the youth movement. I really could.
Okay, well, I could too. Because it's just sort of moving the goalposts each year, and it wouldn't surprise me. But Adam Eaton is a Washington National. So, and I'm noticing on Twitter, what was the Seinfeld reference that I missed, Tanny?
Giolito's grandfather was on Seinfeld. He played Susan's father.
Oh. So that was the guy talking about the chickens on the hands?
How the chicken has sex with all of them.
Okay. That's his grandfather.
Yes.
It's not Jerry Stiller. Is that it's,
correct.
Okay. All right. And you happen to have that ready?
Well, actually, Ranji did, because Ranji's probably the only person who likes Seinfeld more than I do around here. He had it, I guess, last night he was talking about it.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't believe you missed that. Everyone was talking about that two nights ago when this original deal was supposedly going to go down.
I'm sorry, I must have missed it. Yeah, the grandfather would be Warren Frost is his name. Okay. Is that his acting peak? Is that the pinnacle for Warren Frost?
Who's the White Sox? There was a White Sox player that's grandfather did something on The Godfather. Remember that? Was it?
No, it was Chris Conti from the Bears.
No. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yes. Right. It was Conti. That's right.
Chris
Bears.
Conti's
yes, right.
grandfather was one of the heads of the five families or something.
It wasn't Mo Green.
No.
Movie reference?
That's Alex Rocco.
Okay.
Played Mo Green. But no, there was a Conti.
I knew there was some kind of, yeah.
There was another Conti who was in The Godfather, but it wasn't. I'm glad I was able to pull that one out. But okay, all right. We had a Warren Frost reference for new White Sox hurler Lucas Giolito. I imagine Rick Hahn will be probably coming out to talk about this, and will be able to carry his comments about the latest White Sox acquisitions. 312-644-6767. The Boers and Bernstein Show with Joe Cowley in today on The Score.
The 3-9 Bears now face the division leading Lions. Can the Bears get a win and make it a season sweep of this division foe? We're talking about it right up to game time. So get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Hillsburg Diamonds. Here's to love. Another tragic story is yet another former NFL player has taken his own life. Heisman Trophy winner and first-round draft pick Rashawn Salaam was found dead in a park in Boulder, Colorado. He was just 42. USA Today reports it's a suspected suicide, as Boulder police told Salaam's family that they found a note with him. Brutally sad news. Way, way, way too young. And the truth is, at this point, we don't know, but the fact that the question even comes up and whether or not his death is connected to the sport he played is a terrifying question, and it should give everybody pause. Then again, regardless of the cause, because we don't know what it is, nor the demons that he was battling, it does not make it any easier for his family, who lost somebody they loved way too soon. RIP, Rashawn Salaam. I'm Jim Rome.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and many of my friends still do. With the holidays here, the parties and reunions have arrived. I want to give friends a heads up on a healthy alternative to dipping tobacco, Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and made from USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, packs well, has a solid, long-lasting flavor, and has stopped me from using the brand name Dip Tobacco. Start the new year off right and make Jake's your chewing tobacco alternative. Go to jakesmintchew.com and get on the path to a healthier life. You can do it. Jake's can help. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
I used to struggle with buying the perfect gifts, and now I don't have to. I'm Dustin Rhodes, and thankfully, I was at my favorite Pandora jewelry store checking out the new limited edition gift sets and this year's holiday collection. I heard about this exciting event coming up next Friday through Sunday, December 9th through the 11th. Receive a free Pandora gift with your $125 purchase. Choose from a sleek thermal Pandora water bottle or a stylish Pandora tote bag. The Pandora stores participating are Hawthorne, Water Tower, Orland Park, Chicago Ridge, Oak Brook, Naperville, and Louis Joliet. Last year, I bought Pandora jewelry for my wife and my mom and captured their style with Pandora's unique and stylish collection. This year, I'll be checking out the new holiday collection. From stackable rings to elegant charms, stylish new necklaces and earrings in 14 karat gold and silver. I know I'll find another perfect gift. Visit memorablecharms.com to see what stores are participating in this year's event, December 9th through the 11th.
Hey there, internet friends. It's Matt of Atticola. If you're tired of slow, unreliable internet service at home, it's time to step up and get Xfinity in-home Wi-Fi. It absolutely is the fastest and most reliable in America. If you have problems with multiple devices being used and it slows down your internet, well, it's time to get Xfinity. Maybe you need to sit in a certain room of the house to get better internet connection. Well, that's ridiculous. You own the entire house. You should be able to get on your devices anywhere in that house. So it's time for you to get Xfinity Internet. Now, if you like to download TV shows, movies, and albums, and it takes a lot of time and it buffers a lot, it's really slow, you shouldn't have that issue at your house. That's why you need internet from Xfinity. Here's what you do, though. To get Xfinity and their most popular in-home internet speed for just $39.99 a month for 12 months, you need to call them right now at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com. You can even triple your download speeds up to 75 megs for just $15 more per month. So you can get super fast speeds for just 15 bucks or more a month. And that's a great deal from Xfinity. You have to call them at, not at 312. That's my line. I'll tell you what number to call though. You call 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com.
Welcome to Staples and happy holidays.
More like panicky holidays, Staples guy. I've got a ton of holiday packages to ship.
Well, Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week.
7 days?
And right now you can get 10% off UPS shipping services.
10% off? Staples guy, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. You shouldn't have.
And yet I did.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Ship 7 days a week with 10% off UPS shipping services at Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 12/24/16. See a Staples associate for details.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.
Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help. Our family's got a total VIP arriving late this Christmas Eve, so we will need to be in our best pajamas. He drives a really cool sleigh.
Do you mean Santa?
Oh, do you know him?
Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep. Right now, the entire store is up to 60% off.
Did you say 60% off?
I did. And right now, get sweaters from $10 for adults and from $8 for kids. Plus, sleepwear starts at just $7 for adults.
Santa will be slayed by our new PJs. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Offers valid 12/5 through 12/11. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only, and two-day only deals.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world.
Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Listen weekdays to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
What's the number one thing that you would tell employees about the Christmas party?
Got to go out there and have fun, Chris. You got to believe that it's not a penalty for a company to want to throw an end-of-the-year celebration for their employees. It shouldn't be a drag. And to go in with an open mind, and it's always the negative stereotype of the crazy person getting too intoxicated and acting like a goofball. Know yourself. Know your limitations. But go on with a great attitude and want to meet more people at your organization.
It's sort of difficult to navigate what's fun and what's a bit too much, isn't it?
There's no doubt about it. But at the same point in time, when we're all sober sitting and work in the company lunchroom, there's annoying people there, too. The key is you have to know yourself.
Join us each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour. And if you miss it, the entire show is podcast online at CBSChicago.com. From News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We've lost a leader in Drake, which is crazy enough that a 14-year-old could be looked at that, but the kid was so tremendous.
He's gone, and we couldn't do nothing about it.
And that's fine. This is something you knew was coming. If you listened closely to Rick Hahn yesterday when he joined us and we talked about the clubhouse, about having the opportunity to restructure your room to get it the way you want it, this is one of those times to do it. And he also said that when you're marching orders from the top are win now, win now, win now, you have to make compromises. Sometimes you have to make a trade with the Diamondbacks for a guy that they were trying to get rid of. Because they didn't want him around anymore, and that's why you end up with guys like that. And now that is the, I don't know what your favorite moment of the Adam Eaton era might have been, but mine would be right now. Yeah, well, no, mine would be a 6-4 season that allows you to get three top pitching prospects right. from a team that apparently knows how to draft and develop them.
The name I was thinking was Ray Liotta. Remember they had a pitcher, Ray Liotta?
Yes. Third.
He was cousins with Ray Liotta, the actor.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking.
There you go. And by the way, that Richard Conte played Don Barzini.
Don Barzini.
In The Godfather. So we have that that closure, too. Now, throughout the day yesterday, the White Sox moved in the MLB.com. Was it MLB.com or Baseball America rankings?
I think it was Baseball America.
They went from like one of the bottom of the barrel.
They were bottom third.
They were bottom third, and they moved up to, was it 12th? Now that you're now you're adding three more, what, you know, top 40.
Oh, they're in the top 10.
You have to be a top 10 farm system right now.
Yeah.
Through no real doing of your own.
No. Nothing you did except make some mistakes.
But it counts.
Absolutely.
It counts.
And look, you know, I understand what you're saying. Look, my relationship with the White Sox is well documented. And you know what? I hope this actually goes well for one person, Rick Hahn. And I feel bad that it took this long for Rick Hahn to actually be allowed to be the general manager. That's the shame in all this, because when he was an assistant GM, he would have done stuff like this. This guy has always been forward thinking, but unfortunately he was working with people that were backward thinking. And so I, for his sake, I hope it actually works, but it is hard to do, first of all. And secondly, it is hard to do when you have people that want to put their thumbprint on things all the time.
However, I'm not arguing with any bit of what you're saying. That's absolutely true, and I'll agree with. And I understand that it has been really frustrating for Sox fans to say, okay, well, what happened there? What were we doing? What was that all for? What did we get out of it?
The years wasted.
Right. The time. Yes. All that time that you spend and the excitement that you get for 6 weeks of contention and say, okay, sure, that, yeah, they went for it, and they keep Jeff Samardzija instead of dealing him because they think they've got an 18% chance of winning a wild card, and they're always chasing. And maybe they think that, okay, a few more people will come to the ballpark in September if we're still in it a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And you had 5 years of Robin Ventura managing, and you got nothing to show for it whatsoever. You want to lament that, you can. If you would rather curse the darkness than light a candle, that's the White Sox fan way. And always has been.
I'm not even saying it's the fan way. It's been what the organization has put out. I don't think the fans are inherently negative as much as they've been forced to be negative because of the negativity coming from the top.
Yeah. However, this is good.
Absolutely.
This is really good. This is exciting. This is a final realization. This is actually the rubber meeting the road. It isn't just talk. It isn't just, well, maybe. Oh, gee, who's in charge? That's done. We know who's in charge.
I hope it's done. You're dealing with a huge ego. Dan, look, I have been around a lot of baseball teams and a lot of baseball people. There are two people in the entire universe that actually like Kenny Williams. One is his boss, and one is Don Cooper. And Don Cooper's the friend that likes you as long as you're the one picking up the tab. So that's it. This guy is not a good guy in many ways, and to me has hurt this organization beyond belief to the point where you have no other choice but to be cynical of anything they do.
There's a texter from the 630 that says, look at it this way. Giolito and Lopez were offered with Robles for sale. Instead, the White Sox end up with Moncada, Lopez, Giolito, Kopech, and three other top prospects for sale, and Eaton, who kind of sucks. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think
it's well done.
I think so far, everything here, it is hard to assail Rick Hahn's plan to execute this as he did. We got a Bears Daily update, we got a regular update, and then we'll continue to find out what you think of another watershed White Sox day.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Head to Punta Cana with Apple Vacations and your favorite Chicago Bears players this spring. Visit applevacations.com/bears for more info. Hello, I'm Zach Sabin. Here's the latest from Halas Hall.
I read that, and as it relates to our staff, you know, I think our staff is tremendous. You know, I think right now, if you flash back 2 years ago, this defense was 32nd in the league. Right now it's 7th.
Bears coach John Fox responding to a report there's friction between him and defensive coordinator Vic Fangio that could lead to Fangio's exit at the end of the season.
You know, when you get reports like this, I think it makes it all difficult.
Is it fair to say that you want Vic back next year?
I want our whole staff back.
Here's Fangio's reaction.
That wasn't written by anybody in this room, was it? No.
Does it surprise you when something like that comes out? I mean, with no quotes from anyone?
Yeah. You know, gives you guys a bad name. You know, he's one of your colleagues, and irresponsible reporting doesn't shine well for all of you, and that's too bad because all you guys, I enjoy talking to you guys.
Fangio adds he expects to be with the Bears next season. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard update.
It's 4:30 in the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets on sale at nusports.com. Teams on both sides of town getting deals done down at the winter meetings. White Sox completed a deal this afternoon that sent Adam Eaton to Washington for prospects Lucas Giolito, Dane Dunning, and Reynaldo Lopez. So the White Sox rebuild continues. Giolito, the 16th overall pick in the 2012 draft. Bob Nightingale reported earlier today that the Sox may not be done, that they're also talking to the Nationals and Astros about Jose Quintana. Meanwhile, on the north side, Wade Davis is the new closer for the Cubs. This morning, the Cubs shipped outfielder Jorge Soler to Kansas City in exchange for Davis. Davis had two separate stints on the DL with a forearm strain last season, but Cubs GM Jed Hoyer said today the team is not worried about Davis's health.
I looked at the MRIs he took in July, and they looked really good. And then, you know, Dayton actually offered. He's like, I want you to feel good about this as a deal. And, you know, Dayton's a dream to work with. And so we had our trainer, you know, put his hands on him today, you know, give him a physical, and he checked out great.
Davis will become a free agent after the 2017 season. In football, Bears head coach John Fox was asked today about a report from our Mike Mulligan that defensive coordinator Vic Fangio could be leaving the Bears after the season due to a difference of philosophy with Fox. Fox denied the report, says he wants everyone on his staff back next year. As for his part, Fangio said he plans to be back with the Bears next season. Bears began prepping for Sunday's matchup with Detroit today. Eddie Royal, Marquise Wilson, Pernell McPhee, Tracy Porter held out of practice. There were a handful of guys who were limited as well. Blackhawks are off until they face the Rangers Friday night, but Captain Jonathan Toews was in the news today. He donated $1 million to the Dakota Community Center in Winnipeg. Bulls host the Spurs tomorrow night. Doug McDermott, RJ Hunter, and Paul Zips are recalled from the Windy City Bulls. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Tis the season for holiday savings. Get to Chicagoland's centrally located BMW Center and get a $1,000 holiday credit on select new BMWs. Visit ElmhurstBMW.com today. And join Hub Arkish for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show Friday from 6 to 10 p.m. at Tom Kelly's Chop House and Pub in New Lenox. Enjoy the broadcast, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear Lance Briggs from 7 to 8:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite, it's Miller time. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
Our guy Jeff Sullivan wrote yesterday about Lucas Giolito, and he said that Giolito remains incredibly talented. He's also been a declining asset. Since the end of July, Giolito kept on not retiring major league hitters. He's a 22-year-old top prospect, but there are more questions about him than ever. He's not the most hyped pitching prospect of all time, not even the most hyped pitching prospect in recent history. Even just Steven Strasburg's big league debut was an event. Yet, Giolito is one of those guys you know about, even if you don't follow prospects. He's a blue chipper. He's held on to that status for more than a little while. Said you could look at him and see Garrett Cole as even just an average expectation. This is where Giolito's value comes from. Scouts have always loved him. And as a player climbs the ladder, the scouts have the bulk of the say. It's nothing against the observers. The collective experience is important. It means something. Yet with everyone, you have to want sufficient results. There's a transition period with prospects where they climb higher. They can no longer be powered by hype. And he's entered that transition period. He had a miserable brief debut in the major leagues that shed further attention on the fact that even in the minors, Giolito was seldom so dominant. It would be something on its own, but this is coupled with his stuff not looking like it used to. There is a widening gap between Giolito's prospect ranking and his probable reality. So Giolito wasn't spotting his curveball well. The changeup is a distant third pitch. Used to get his fastball close to triple digits. It spent the bulk of its time around 93, 94. A flat four-seamer. StatCast didn't yield an encouraging spin rate. There is no two-seamer complement. The four-seamer is the fastball. It wasn't a good primary pitch. It has to be better, and it could get better. But this was supposed to be the carrying tool. So right now, he's an exciting young pitcher. 6 months ago, he was considered one of the top young pitchers in the game. That isn't very much time. Any pitching coach would love to have the opportunity to try to straighten him out. His future could be exceedingly bright. The Nationals know that. Any trade partners would know it. But all along, Giolito was supposed to have an easier time being successful. The quality of his pitches was supposed to be obvious. The less certain he is to come close to his ceiling, the more ordinary he is as a prospect. Said the Nationals currently have both Lucas Giolito and Reynaldo Lopez. I could guess which of them they'd like to keep more. Ha-ha! How about both and Dane Dunning? Tim in Burbank is on the score. Hi, Tim.
This is Chip in Burbank, Dan. Bottom line is, maybe I'm not on.
Yeah, you're here.
Oh, I'm sorry. First of all, I'm very happy with the trade of Eaton. Not so happy with the trade of Sale, but I like Sale. I just thought it was an extraordinary talent. But to get three human beings for Eaton, to me, is just an accomplishment in itself. I'm looking forward to hopefully this guy just talking to everybody in baseball and don't protect anybody on that roster. Everybody on that roster, to me, is tradable. And as soon as you get rid of the third baseman, I think we'll all be happy. Take it easy, guys.
Yeah, I think that's what's going on.
Yeah,
you said it.
Yeah, you know that scouting report you read?
Mm-hmm.
Sounded a lot like a former White Sox pitcher through supposedly a fast, straight fastball. Thought they topped out. He hit his ceiling earlier. They traded him for different reasons, but they traded him.
A former White Sox pitcher
never hit near triple digits. Was more of 92, 93 with maybe 96 at his best.
Who are we talking about?
Brandon McCarthy.
That was
the knock on him, that his fastball was just dead straight.
However, when
he reinvented himself once he went somewhere else.
Ah. It's that good name because you're right. The velocity wasn't there.
No, it died down. And he was a top prospect, but one that was kind of on the decline.
This is Tom in Aurora. He's on WSCR.
Hey, guys. Thanks for getting to me. Let me take out speaker here. Okay. So, as I see this information, it's good that we're going towards a new start, but at the same time, the fact that we're in this situation is a tragedy, and I don't want it forgotten exactly how tragic it is that we were even in this position.
Let's go a little easy on the whole tragedy thing. It's just baseball.
I mean, you have a whole fan base that is just absolutely suffering.
It's not really. It's a small fan base, and
well, that's a big part of why we're suffering. I mean, it's a small fan base because we haven't been winning for a while.
How much of the suffering is because of what happened on the other side of town, and how much is just your plain suffering?
Well, it's been a couple years now on the other side of town.
But don't worry. But let's take that out.
A couple more too.
A lot more than a couple. So let's take that out of it here. But nothing in baseball is a tragedy.
Well, the shame of it, and it comes down to scouting and drafting. Scouting and drafting is what really doomed us. I mean, the players, like the prospects that maybe we had traded away, I think that's a really small piece. I don't really think we've traded.
Aren't you pleased with what's going on right now? I mean, this is exactly what I'm talking about, is spending the time worrying about what happened that you can't control and can't change, rather than actually being excited about what's being done.
I think that's the point. Is it's a fan base that's tainted?
Of course, it's a ton of maybes, but that's, you need that. Are you unhappy with this?
No, I'm happy with what we did. I'm unhappy that the fact that we wound up in this position, and that's really it. So
yeah, but you can't do anything about that.
Can look up.
You can't do anything about that.
Well, I cannot go to games until they fire Kenny Williams and make him all.
Which is seriously, but that's just right. So. I mean, why would that make you happier?
He's going to sabotage the future.
Why would that?
What
do you expect he's going to do?
He's going to continue to scout and draft. Maybe have an impact on. More scouting.
He's not really scouting. No, Nick Hostetler is in charge of your scouting, and Rick Hahn is in charge of your drafting.
And there's no more.
And that is so. It's just so Sox fan to find something to make you miserable. Say I'm going to stay home, no, they don't care if you stay home. It doesn't affect a damn thing.
No, it doesn't.
They don't care about it. Whether you stay home. Is that really the kind of existence you want as a baseball fan? Is that how you want to live? Is that really the life? Rather than say, hey, look, we're getting a bunch of exciting young prospects that I look forward to seeing. What's top of mind for you is, I'm going to stay home and I fire Kenny Williams. I mean, that's just pathological. Why do you bother?
So we're not in this position in 4 years.
So by you staying home, they're not in the position in 4 years. That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous with a completely inflated sense of your own importance in this. And if that's really what you need and how you need to exist, it's just not worth it. It's not worth it. If you can't get on board with these moves because of your perceived future that involves all of it being ruined anyway, quit. Otherwise, it's just pointless. Steve in Bowling Brook, you're on WSCR.
I'm sorry, Danny. I can't help but laugh.
that was classic right there.
You would make a horrible shrink.
It'd be a high divorce rate, leaving your office.
I tried to help the guy earlier. I tried really hard to help the guy earlier.
I know. Listen, this is going to make me want to go to more games. Because guys, mediocre veterans, and it's fun watching young guys and all that. But this question might be a little slanted more towards Joe, just having covered that team and seen all the crap that goes on behind the scenes. Joe, how pissed is this going to make Kenny that Rick is getting all these attaboys and all these pats on the back? Because the last 2 days, he's earned his keep 10 times over. But, I just see Kenny stewing now because now he's not the center of attention and all that stuff. And I was hoping you could speak to that a little bit, Joe.
Well, look, the nice thing about Rick Hahn is Kenny stepping on things and wanting to have his name on things doesn't bother him, which is the best thing you could say about the guy. I think he understands what Kenny Williams is. He understands what Kenny Williams wants to be, and I nicknamed him Hollywood, and we all know the stuff that used to come out of the
Jimmy Butler.
But he was Hollywood before Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think, I don't know, you know, Kenny might just have come to the realization that we have to, maybe he helped talk Jerry into this. I don't know the dynamic of what went. All I know is this day has finally come, and I understand Sox fans are frustrated with what's happened, to Danny's point and that last caller, that it's almost, they're so used to getting tainted meat, they don't want to eat meat anymore. But I mean, you have to get over that, and you have to at least applaud the fact that the day has finally come. How they got to this point, whether it was what happened across town or the realization of what's going on in baseball, I don't think it really matters anymore. They're here, but my point is, you're here, you're doing it, but there's still a lot of work to do, and you have to execute. For this thing to come like you want it to come out, there's still lots of execution that has to be done, that where there isn't a history of doing it. That's my point.
He's Joe Cowley from the Chicago Sun-Times in for Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. 312-644-6767 is the number. Talking about another trade pulled off by the White Sox. And Ken Rosenthal notes the concern now for teams that want Quintana. The acquisition cost will be exorbitant given what the White Sox pulled off in the last 2 days. Yeah, they've set quite a market for themselves.
And to me, you know, everyone was like, well, they should trade Quintana first and set the market there, and then you go sail. No, to me, if you put that big chip out there first and you set the bar this high, then teams understand what you are asking for your players. And so I think it was well done the way he put teams against each other. And, you know, so far it's not winning the press conference. It's actually starting to go towards winning baseball.
You have the Bors and Bernstein Show and the Score.
Breaking Cubs news. The Cubs have traded Jorge Soler to the Royals for closer Wade Davis. We've got all the details right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. The official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Welcome to Staples and happy holidays.
More like panicky holidays, Staples guy. I've got a ton of holiday packages to ship.
Well, Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week.
7 days?
And right now you can get 10% off UPS shipping services.
10% off? Staples guy, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. You shouldn't have.
And yet I did.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Ship 7 days a week with 10% off UPS shipping services at Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 12/24/16. See a Staples associate for details.
An invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you mean we, then yeah. Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Free pajamas.
ProMasters, Chicagoland's largest Ram truck inventory, is too large. There's no more room. Bank representatives are on site with $25 million to lend. You will drive home today at Mancari's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Oak Lawn. 0% for 75 months on new Ram trucks. $10,000 off MSRP on Ram 1500s. No reasonable offer will be refused. These Ram trucks must go. The big finish. You can't afford to miss it at Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 95th Street. In Oak Lawn.
Zero down equals $13.89 per thousand with approved credit in lieu of rebates on select models. Off MSRP may not be at which vehicle is sold in trade area, plus tax, title, license, and doc fee.
Omaha Steaks is always a great option come holiday time because of the highest quality cuts and ingredients and one-of-a-kind flavor, hand-trimmed and vacuum-sealed steaks. Convenient, quick shopping for everybody on your list. However, the opportunity for you to enjoy Omaha Steaks or to give it as a gift has never been better because of this, the Family Gift Pack. It's only $49.99. You have to go to omahasteaks.com and enter this code in the search bar on the main page, Dan B. Just that, and it will take you right there for this deal that is 77% off. And you want to know what you get for less than $50. Well, how's this sound? Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, a 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha steak seasoning packet, and they're throwing in four additional kielbasas for free. Every last bit of that. That's the package at omahasteaks.com. Just go to the main page, enter Dan B in the search bar. You add that family gift pack to your cart, and you get a 77% savings. That is the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
For Rick Hahn, I'm not sure that a lot of people realize, number one, what an intelligent guy he is, and two, what a good baseball man he is. I mean, he combines, for me, he combines the best of the new age sabermetrics folks and surrounds himself with a lot of people who do that. But he also has a very good sense of the actual nuts and bolts of baseball with understanding what a locker room should be. And I think this locker room for the Sox, by the way, which nobody's mentioned a great deal, but I will, the locker room is going to be a whole lot better, by the way. It's not that you're going to get rid of all the bad guys, because I don't think there are too many bad guys, but you're going to move some guys who were instrumental in going certain places that might not have been to the best interest of the baseball team.
Interesting stuff from Steve Stone yesterday. You're just joining us. I'm frankly, let's be real. I am amazed that they got those three pitchers for Adam Eaton.
I mean, you know, if you're Washington, you know what, you don't know what you have in Bryce Harper as far as money and where his future is.
$500 million.
Right. And
that's his future.
And now you have someone that you have under control for, what is it, 5 years? 4 years with Eaton? So that's your insurance policy.
There's some contract control. You know, there's some ability there. But boy, that is, look, in 3 years, the Sox are going to be really good.
Yes, hopefully.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, there could be some short-term pain here. Sometimes these things happen faster than you think. Sometimes they don't happen, so they fall through. But if you are another team in their division right now, you got to be really nervous that 3 years from now, the Sox become an absolute beast.
Yeah.
And they're not done. Somebody wants Melky?
And the one thing I will say, the one thing I will say about Jerry, when Jerry knows and senses that he needs to throw money at the product, he has thrown money at the product. So the idea that they're cheap, that's not true. You go all the way back to the Albert Bell contract. The man is not cheap.
Oh, he'll write a check if he thinks it's time to
check. Time to get that to try and go for that trophy.
This is Bunky in Park Forest on The Score.
Hey, thanks for getting me in, Bernsey and Joe. I just want to start off by saying, Joe, I love your work. I like your style, Cowley.
Thank you.
I mean, just the way you just put it out there about Kenny. That I mean, I love that straightforward, hard hitting. I love, but I'm a diehard Sox fan, and I know that's a cliche. To me, what that means, Burns and Joe, you know, I've been a Sox fan, you know, I'm 55, so since I was, you know, for 45 years. And what that means to me is I'm going to root for him no matter what.
Right.
I go to 4 or 5 games a year. I'm not a rich man. I got 2 sons, but they're grown men now, but we always go. And I'm going no matter what. I think Rickon, I'm happy with what's going on. Rickon's doing a great job speaking. My oldest son texted me, while I was on hold, that the Sox now have, imagine that, Burns, they have raised a sports-crazed son just like you.
Mm-hmm.
But and by the way, Bernie, my oldest son and your son have something in common. They're both Christmas babies. My oldest boy is born in 92. He'll be 24 this Christmas, and yours is
that's, really young. That's twice as old as mine.
But he just said, yeah, well, the Sox now have four of the top 40 prospects with the Sale and Eaton deals and two of the top five in Moncada. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, and Giolito. But he's amazingly, he's not a sports talk fan. He doesn't listen to the Score, you know, rarely. And I read your scouting report about Giolito.
Yep.
And that kind of, like, huh, he don't sound like too promising to me.
Well, you know what, though?
I'm going to call him back and tease him about that.
The Fangraph stuff, I mean, that's all good stuff from Jeff Sullivan. But the fact is, the Sox are in a position where they can take some of that risk.
Yeah.
It's okay if you're the White Sox right now.
You don't know how, you don't know how a guy reacts when he goes to a different organization. I mean,
it is official. The White Sox have sent this press release that they have acquired Lucas Giolito, Reynaldo Lopez, and Dane Dunning in exchange for Adam Eaton. The quote from Rick Hahn, an important part of the process we're pursuing is acquiring quality pitching talent. We feel like we've done that today and yesterday en masse. Giolito and Lopez rank among the top prospects in baseball. Dunning is another young prospect who possesses front of the rotation potential.
And pieces that are still out there to move. I mean, they could potentially leave these winter meetings with 10 of the top 50 to 75 prospects?
Yes. If somebody wants Quintana now, you've got a set market. If somebody wants Melky Cabrera now and Todd Frazier, keep the line moving. York and Lockport, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. Real quick, I don't know how any White Sox fan can't be excited about what's transpired the last 30 hours or so. I give Rick a lot of credit for what he was able to pull off. And, you know, there's a couple of kind of trickle-down effects I think you're going to see from these two trades, and hopefully more if they're able to get a good return for Quintana. One of which is you got rid of two idiots out of the clubhouse in yesterday's trade and the one today.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff matters. Character matters, as Stoney alluded to yesterday. I've been screaming for that for a long time. You got rid of two of the biggest idiots on the team. I don't care how good that pitcher is. He's a moron. And morons
kind of dug him
in a negative way. That's one. And two, here's the other thing. Over the next year and a half to 2 years, what you're going to see is you're going to be able to really evaluate what you have in the minor leagues in terms of your coaching staff, because they just flooded their system and they're going to add more with a bunch of talented kids. You're going to then see if you have the right coaches to develop those guys, because what you got down there right now, you can't assess those coaches because it's hard to turn chicken salad into you know what. Or the other way around.
Other way around. Yeah, it's easy to turn.
Yeah, I don't
want to.
Yeah, I can do that easily.
I can do that
in about 12 hours.
I can accomplish that in my own York. But thank you very much for the call. Yeah, this is. I do think that even though we have already heard from our disgruntled White Sox fan in Aurora that now says he's not going to go to games, he's going to have a personal boycott or hunger strike until Kenny Williams gets fired. That's his reaction after these two deals. Come on. I think your reaction should be, in a couple years, the White Sox look like they're going to be a really good baseball team, an actual contending baseball team. The other point is just this wasn't so hard to do.
No.
It's easy to say after the fact, now that he actually pulled off the deals and maybe timed the market just right. But the idea of this, the concept of this, is kind of right there for you the whole time.
And don't you think, I know a lot of it's been the idea that this is what Jerry wanted. But don't you think if Ken Williams actually wanted, and the trust that Jerry Reinsdorf showed in Ken Williams, especially after 2005, if Ken Williams wanted to do this 4 years ago, he would have been allowed to do it? Because I think he could have talked Jerry into it.
And Ken Rosenthal tweets, one Nationals player sent me this text, WTF, !
Oh, wait till they get the Eaton experience.
His team still needs closer, likely out on Big Two. Melanson, Davis off board. Big Two.
That's got to be Harper, I bet.
Is he close to him?
Oh, Harper just tweeted a few minutes ago, wow.
Well, that would be soon to be ex-National Bryce Harper then, right? Man, I you're probably right. You're probably right. For Rosenthal to think it's newsworthy enough to do it, I think you're probably right on that.
And I don't know if you saw the Pat Mooney tweet about the Royals and the Cubs. before they traded for Chapman, they called in on the Royals and Wade Davis.
And the price was Kyle Schwarber.
Right.
So they got their guy. They won the World Series.
And got their guy for Soler.
And got their guy and still have Schwarber.
Who we all knew was going to be traded.
Jeez.
Right.
Wow. The Boris and Bernstein Show, plenty more to come on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
School's out. As kids, we love to hear those words. But as parents, we feel secure knowing our children are in school and out of trouble. But did you know that school-aged children spend over 70% of their waking hours out of school? Between the after-school hours and summer vacation, much of a child's development happens outside the classroom. And how that time is spent makes a tremendous difference for a child or teen's growth. Unstructured afternoons can allow for all kinds of trouble, leading to increases in juvenile crime, drugs, and other undesirable activities. But we can help make that same time productive opportunities for growth by creating safe and enriching programs for our youth. From after-school programs to summer camps, these out-of-school experiences contribute to a child's success. Let's work together to keep kids safe. Start it.